broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. Feel the power. Power. 91.3 FM.
1xBet.
1xBet.
With Big Sports on break, there's no better time to jump into the thrill of virtual gaming at 1x Games. Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Don't wait. Visit 1xbet.com.zm.
Use promo code 1xGamesZM and get a bonus to start. 1x Games. Lucky spins. Epic wins. Endless fun with 1xBet. Play responsibly. Not for persons under the age of 18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
ACL family files an urgent application for leave to appeal a ruling by the Pretoria High Court. Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe assures the nation that government is addressing the new visa bond requirements by U.S. government. In international news, U.S. stops issuing visas to Zimbabweans. And in sports, Chipolopolo winger Chipioka Songa talks targets for the season, learning and stadium atmosphere.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The family of late former President Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu has filed for an urgent application for leave to appeal a ruling by the Pretoria High Court regarding his funeral and burial arrangements. In the notice, the family challenges the court's judgment delivered earlier today, arguing it wrongly ordered the repatriation of Lungu's remains to Zambia and allowed the current Zambian president to take part in the funeral against Lungu's wishes. The family contends there was no final agreement with the Zambian government, only a tentative proposal, and that the court incorrectly applied Zambian law without proper evidence. They argue South African law should apply since Lungu passed away in South Africa. The applicant also notes that the court ignored constitutional rights, including dignity and cultural freedom, and failed to consider critical evidence of misinterpretation by the respondent. They now seek leave to appeal to the Supreme Court of Appeal, calling the judgment flawed and harmful to the family's rights and Lungu's legacy. Earlier in the day, the High Court in Pretoria has ruled in favor of the Zambian government to have the body of the late former president, Edgar Lungu, repatriated to his home country. Delivering the ruling on behalf of two other judges, acting judge president of the South African High Court, Aubrey Ledwaba, also directed that, in line with Zambian law, the former head of state be accorded a state funeral. Judge Ledwaba further ordered funeral service provider, which is currently holding the remains of Mr. Lungu, to hand over the body to the representative of the Zambian government designated to oversee repatriation protocols. He also ruled that the body be accompanied by the seven respondents in the case, led by former First Lady Esther Lungu. The court added that the late president's aide-de-camp or physician may also accompany the body. Meanwhile, the United Party for National Development has called for peace after the Pretoria judgment. Party media director Mark Simue says the judgment does not imply that there is a losing party in the matter, as it is not a competition. He says the judgment is not only in favor of the government, but for the rest of the Zambian people.
And for the period that we have had, you saw the backs and forth in South Africa, trying to also ride on what the chief government spokesperson said yesterday, that it's a time for unity of purpose as a country. It is not about who won and who lost, because we are not in competition. The government was only looking for justice without abusing citizens. And the most civil way of resolving issues is to go to court. So there is no winner, there is no loser, except it is victory
for the people of Zambia, it is victory for Zambia. Because then we have corrected our posterity. We will have the right answers to posterity. God forbid, assuming it went the other way, we are going to have so many questions for the future generation. And Zambia could have been the first country in the SADC region to come up with such a thing. So it is time now we need to encourage many brothers and sisters to come together, accept the decision of the court, we meet as one, give the former head of state a dignified send-off.
Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Hainde has assured the nation that government is seriously addressing the recent decision made by the United States. The United States government, to introduce visa bond requirements for certain categories of visa applicants. The minister said the matter is being treated with the urgency and seriousness it deserves, assuring that it has taken immediate steps to engage at the highest level with the United States government through formal diplomatic channels to seek clarity on this program, as well as explore possible solutions that safeguard the mutual interests of both countries. Mr. Hainde added that while the U.S. government has a prerogative to initiate policy changes, the Zambian government views this development with serious concern, given its potential economic implications on trade, investment, tourism, and people-to-people exchanges. The Bank of Zambia says it is holding 2.8 tons of refined gold in its reserves worth $300 million. Governor Denny Kalyalia says the reserves are expected to grow with the expansion of the domestic gold purchasing program to include artisanal miners and other local producers. Dr. Kalyalia was speaking at the signing of a three-year memorandum of understanding between BOZ and Kansanshi Mining PLC for the sale of gold.
Currently, we hold 2.8 tons of gold in refined form. We look forward to buying more gold from your esteemed company, Value. The value is about $300 million so far. But you must also take into account that gold is a traded commodity, and this is why we need to have your ASUSO processed to 99%+, because then that becomes monetary gold, which means that it can be priced on a day-to-day basis.
And Kansanshi Mining General Manager Marying Berger reaffirmed the company's commitment to strengthening Zambia's gold reserves and supporting national economic growth. Mr. Berger revealed that the company has sold over 60% of its gold to the Bank of Zambia since 2021.
Now, this partnership speaks to the broader vision that we at FKM and Kansanshi have, where we are deeply committed to creating long-term value for Zambia by ensuring that more of the benefits of mining remains within the country. The old supply agreement with the Bank of Zambia is a natural next step. It is an endorsement of the trust and shared purpose that has grown between us as two different entities. It also underscores the importance of mining companies playing an active role in national development.
In international news, the United States Embassy in Zimbabwe has said it is suspending routine visa services. The embassy cited national security and public safety concerns. The directive to pause consular services came from Washington. The pause does not apply to Zimbabweans who already hold U.S. visas. In June, an internal State Department cable discussed placing visa restrictions on more African countries, citing unreliable identity documents.